Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Trainlang English podcast. I'm happy to be joined today by my co-host, Johnny. How are you doing, Johnny?
It's very, very good. Very good. Yeah, just today we are going to have a B2, no, level, just with our friends.
Yes. And we have a very interesting subject, Johnny, to talk about siblings. Oh. Love or hate them?
Yeah, siblings. Wow, amazing. Just, I don't know your experience in life with siblings. Mine, it's not very... Because the age difference between my my sisters, it's a big one. I don't know in your case now, but
Johnny, I got to tell you, I'm what we call in English an only child.
Oh yeah, it's true.
So my experience is pretty much zero. I'm relying on you, Johnny.
All right.
Well, but anyway, we're going to have fun with this. And the purpose of talking about siblings is because we want to examine modal verbs. We're looking at modal verbs. And in particular, Johnny, which ones are we focusing on today?
Well, today we will focus on obligation and permission.
Right. Very good. Very good. So we're going to have a look at these. But as always, to begin, we have a little anuncio that we're going to make. Bienvenidos a los podcasts de Trainlang. Aprende inglés con episodios diseñados para personas ocupadas como tú. Avanza rápidamente y domina el idioma en solo unos minutos al día. Nuestras clases con método único tienen las mejores reseñas de academias en Google. Pruébalas gratis. Y como decimos, tu futuro está solo un podcast de distancia. Oh, Johnny.
Qué bien suena esa
frase. Tú también puedes tener un acento británico como yo. Oh. Bueno, very good, very good. So, Johnny, we have a dialogue to get into, to set the scene. Listeners, you have to imagine that me and Johnny are brothers. I'm going to be the irritating little brother who always wants to get involved. And Johnny, you're going to be the older brother.
We want to say that I'm the oldest here.
Estamos de la misma quinta.
And if those listening are only listening, they might think, oh, that we are siblings. We have a similar tone of voice.
Oh, we could be brothers. Yeah,
that's right. But then when they see us in YouTube or something, they might say that you are bald and I still have some hair. No, that's the...
Oh, my word. Johnny, you are my brother from another mother. Okay, very good. So, listeners, we also want to know your experience with younger brothers and siblings. So if you've got a funny story, please leave us a comment. Let us know. We'd love to hear your stories. Okay, Johnny, are you ready?
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay, here we go. Johnny, can I play now? You've been playing that game for ages. Don't you have homework to do or anything?
Shh, Matthew, be quiet. Mom said you aren't allowed to play until you finish all your exams, and that's next week. So, no, I can let you play.
Oh, that's not fair. If I can't play, neither can you. I'm going to tell Mom that you've been playing for hours non-stop.
Okay, listen, you don't have to do that. If you clean my side of the bedroom and tidy up the kitchen for me, then I let you play.
I'm not falling for that trick this time. If I can't play, neither can you. I'm telling Mum.
Yeah, no, wait. Here you are.
Actually, I don't want to play now. It's more fun to see you get told off, and then Mum will see me studying for my exams.
I won't let you. Come here. Hey, Matthew, don't run away.
Johnny, this could work. I mean, we have a future here, I think.
Yes, that's right.
It's all your fault. By the way, this is the next day.
This is
the next day. It's all your fault, Johnny. We wouldn't be here if you hadn't chased me like a crazy person all around the house while Mum's friends were here.
Excuse me? I was calmly playing a video game when you came to make me angry. You know you don't have to play games only when I'm playing, don't you? Why do you always want to play when I'm playing?
Okay, then. Next time we want to play, I think we need to book a time slot.
Well, actually, that's not a bad idea, Matthew. And if we want to play, we have to write our name and time on calendar.
Okay, but we can't book more than 3 slots. That means we're only allowed to book 3 slots, and you won't be able to book another 3 until I book mine.
And what if we can't play on our slots? Or what if I catch you playing at a time that you didn't book?
That sounds more like something you would do.
True. I just want to know what would happen.
Okay, so how about this? Whoever plays outside one of their book times or is caught playing on the other's assigned time will have to put 5 euros in the jar. And that money can go to buying new games.
Oh, just Matthew, remember that we are Brits. We don't have euros. We have pounds.
Oh,
not bad, little bro. That's a deal.
Okay. Man, we got to tell Stefan we need more of these dialogues, John.
That's right. Okay.
Another episode of Johnny and Matt. This could be like a little sideline. Okay, well, good stuff, Johnny. Well done. I think it's time for a quick cup of tea.
Yeah, y vamos a hacer una pausa con tea o sin tea, pero hacemos una pausa para que no olvidéis suscribiros a nuestros podcasts. Ya veis que son súper divertidos y dinámicos. Y además, si disfrutas nuestro contenido en plataformas como YouTube, LinkedIn o Twitch, no olvides de dejarnos un like. Y si quieres aprender otros idiomas, además de inglés, puedes escuchar nuestros podcasts en chino, en japonés, en Hanyu Chinese School, con cualquiera de nuestros super profes, y también de inglés en Trainline. Puedes estudiar con Matthew, conmigo, con cualquiera de los otros profes, así que no te lo pierdas.
Hey, thank you very much, Johnny. That's great. You know, the other day I watched the Chinese podcast with Miao. Really interesting, Johnny. I tell you what, I'm going to start watching them regularly, try and learn a little bit of Chinese.
Wow, you're brave.
Okay, Johnny. So we said the purpose of the dialogue was to examine modal verbs. Can you give us a few ideas of the modal verbs we used in that dialogue?
Yeah, well, just many. We used many, no, in the dialogue. That was the main purpose, no? So, for example, can or to be allowed to, no? Have to. We didn't use must, but we could. No, we could just introduce some. But later on, when we explain the grammar a little bit more, we can see the difference. I don't know. Do you see some others that?
Yeah, no, I think you covered them nicely there. Also, we're going to have a look at. You mentioned allowed to. We can compare that with let and see differences. And also we have there won't be able to or be able to. Now that is a modal verb. Whether or not we're going to use it always with obligation and permission, well, we'll talk about that as well. But let's do what Johnny said. Let's examine the grammar a little bit more closely. Johnny, could you start us off with must and have to? These are two that we use a lot.
That's right. And I think that our listeners, when they study English, you might think, well, what is the difference, no? In fact, in Spanish, no, you just say tienes que, no, you have to. But what is the difference? And it's quite simple, no. Just you use must to express an obligation that comes from the speaker. No? So, for example, when the doctor tells you something, no, you must to eat healthier. So he's not going to say you have to. No, this is an obligation that comes from the doctor. So then must expresses more an obligation. Or also when you feel you have to do something as an obligation, I must call my mother today. Mm-hmm. That's an obligation I have. When we use have to, we express an obligation that comes from someone else. It's something that is expected. No? It's expected that you do it. But I would say that it's less obligation than have to. So I would resume saying that must, it comes from the outside. It's a rule. For example, we find must with rules specifically.
Yeah, very often. Yeah, no, you must.
It's not something. And have to is something that, okay, yeah, it's something you don't have to or you have to do. But I don't know, just for example, we fly now and maybe the flight attendant says you have to. Just put your
seatbelt on.
Seatbelt on.
Yeah, no, you're right.
You're not going to say you must. No. You have to.
Yeah, that's good, Johnny. I like that. That's nice. Okay, thank you. Let's move on to two others. And we'll come back maybe, Johnny, to the negative ones because they're always interesting too, mustn't and don't have to. But let's keep going with the positive ones. Obligation. We could use be supposed to. This one is perhaps a slightly more difficult one to use, but if you're able to do so, it really gives your vocabulary a nice native feeling to it. Be supposed to plus the infinitive. Okay, and we'd use that to talk about an obligation which is different from what happened. What do we mean? Well, I was supposed to be at the podcast today at 10 o'clock, but I arrived late. So Johnny could say, hey, where were you, Matt? You were supposed to be here at 10. So I had an obligation, but I didn't fulfill my obligation. And often we say, oh, I was supposed to do that. Okay, another one, should plus infinitive. We use this to talk about the right thing to do, but maybe we didn't do it. So Johnny, I should have called you. I should have called you to tell you I was running late, but I didn't. Sorry about that. Okay, so should have and supposed to, both similar. Talk about obligations that didn't happen in the past. Okay, Johnny. Now, also in the warm-up before we got into the pod, I did say I would speak about should and had better. So just let me quickly do that. Should for recommendations. Johnny, you should try the new restaurant just down the road. Fantastic. Fantastic. Marisco. Oh, beautiful.
Qué rico.
Qué rico, ¿no? Oh, langostinas, gambas, todo. But Johnny, you had better go when you're hungry. Better go when you're hungry because they give you big, big portions. So should for recommendation, had better when there's a consequence. If you don't do this, there's a consequence. But let's dive back to must and have to. Johnny, can you tell us the negatives?
Yeah, when you say don't have to, no, or don't need to, no, with the infinitive. Well, we say that something is not necessary, but it is permitted. So there is no obligation to do something. So, hey, look, tomorrow is a bank holiday, so students don't have to wake up early. I mean, if you want to, although our young listeners, I don't think they would, no? They can wake up early, no? But mustn't, it's the opposite, no? So it's something that you are not just showing necessity or permission, but it's something you can't really do. Yeah. So when you say, hey, you mustn't eat in class. No, hey, that's an obligation. I think that's mainly the difference between have to. I would say, I don't know if you feel the same. No, it's more clear the difference with a negative sometimes than with a positive.
Yes, definitely. I agree with you. Yeah, mustn't is clear, no? There's no room for movement. And have to, you've got the option.
That's right.
Whereas the positive must and have to, it's kind of, they overlap, don't they? They kind of, they overlap, I think, a lot. But anyway, that's good, Johnny. Thank you. Okay, and then let's mention also two other modal verbs that we used for permission, and that was allow to and let. So the idea, the feeling is very similar in both of these things. I'm allowed to do something. I have permission, or someone lets me do something. The same idea. We can say allowed to is more formal. And allowed to, we always need the preposition to, and it's followed by an infinitive. I was allowed to come. I was allowed to sit. I was allowed to read. Whereas let, we never have the preposition to. We never. And we can use a pronoun afterwards if we want to. I let him enter, or I let him sit down. But we never use to. Okay. And I think let in conversation, Johnny, is perhaps more common than allowed.
Yeah, I would say so, no?
I think so. Unless you're in a formal conversation, then maybe you can use allowed, or even perhaps permit, which is very formal. Yeah. Okay. Johnny, one we saw a lot in the dialogue was can. Can.
Yeah.
We use that for permission.
That's for permission. That's right. That's something we can do. We have the past. No? Remember that can in the past, something that I had, no, just I could do in the past. No, we use that with that. So you can listen to music. Oh, you can watch TV, or you can listen to this podcast. No,
that's you're
permitted to do that. Yeah.
Very good. Very good. That's nice. So we've seen a few. For obligation, we've looked at must, have to. We've talked about the negative as well. Mustn't, don't have to. And then for permission, we've looked at least three. Allowed to, let, and can.
Okay.
Johnny, let's finish with a little tip for pronunciation. Something extra for our listeners today. Often we use the expression have got to. But Johnny, how does it sound in spoken English?
Yes, that's something that is interesting, especially because some of our listeners, when they watch maybe films or something, they are not going to hear I've got to, no? But they will hear something like I've gotta, no? Or I've got to. So, and I think you can pronounce that even better than me.
You did a great job, Johnny. I like that.
So yeah. We've got to buy a new TV. So that's mainly the in-spoken English. Yeah.
Yes.
You don't use this on writing. We were talking in previous podcasts about business emails. No, you never use this kind of spoken expressions in written English.
No.
But you might not hear this have got to in spoken English in a film. You will use, you will hear this reduced, no?
Yes.
Gotta.
Well, Johnny, we've done two podcasts on the bounce, so we got to get a coffee now, I think.
Oh, yes. That's right. to refresh our throats. Or maybe just something more. But we are not going to talk about that. Just maybe something different from a coffee. But anyway, we leave the imagination of our
friends. Leave that for the listeners. Fantastic. Johnny, listen, if you want to learn more, if you want to improve your English or perhaps focus in on business English, what can our listeners do?
Well, they can go to our website, www.trainnang.com. There you will enter and access also to our campus. And just when you study with us, we have a wonderful campus, and there you can just get a class or a trial class with one of the teachers and study with us. We would love to help you to improve your English.
Fantastic. Excellent. Johnny, thank you very much. Always a pleasure to do the pod with you.
Yeah. And maybe as a reminder also just for our young listeners, just that at this time, July and August, we have also intensive classes. So if you want to learn 1 month or just a couple of weeks or 1 week, you can book a class with us.
That's a great idea, because the best way to learn a language is by studying a little bit every day. And those intensive classes really help you progress.
Yeah.
Okay, Johnny, that coffee's calling. I got to go. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Very good. Okay, amigo. Listeners, next time. See you.
Goodbye, everybody. Bye. Thank you.